Welcome to Riscario Insider, where an actuary reveals how the wealthy tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma. Today, we're looking at the three major obstacles to growth, according to Brian Tracy. Let's start off with a quotation. The more you learn, the more you can learn, Brian Tracy. And the more you can earn. Brian Tracy spoke in Toronto at a private fundraiser this week. My son Jeevan wanted to attend, and so did I. We talked to Brian briefly afterwards. I thanked him for teaching me about affirmations in the early 1990s in the Phoenix Seminar. If you've seen Brian live, you know how entertaining he is. A spoonful of humor makes the lessons go down. Brian dishes out spoon after spoon, lesson after lesson. Brian identified three major obstacles to growth. 1, the comfort zone. 2, learned helplessness. And 3, the path of least resistance. Naturally, he shared solutions too. The comfort zone. Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. Getting into our comfort zone is much like sliding into a warm bath. So tempting, so difficult to leave. How much time do we spend on entertainment versus education? For many, that's not pleasant to contemplate. I see many people who aren't more capable now than last year, 5 years ago, or 10 years back. So much wasted potential. How much do we spend on our mobile phones and cable and satellite TV? Probably much more than on educational material. Ignoring the cost, consider the time spent. This can be scary. Quotation from Brian Tracy. Move out of your comfort zone. You can only grow if you are willing to feel awkward and uncomfortable when you try something new. We can escape the gravitational lure of our comfort zone by having a big, hairy, audacious goal, a BHAG. This phrase was coined by Jim Collins and Jerry Poros, authors of the classic book Built to Last. There are examples of these BHAGs on Wikipedia. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, you can get links. Learned helplessness. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can. The little engine that could. Maybe you remember that child story. Good messages. If you say you can't, you're thinking like a victim. You're giving up internally. You're not betting on yourself. In this phase, we tend to surround ourselves by other losers, the joy of shared misery. There are lots of examples. A baby elephant tethered to a pole tries to break free, but can't. An adult elephant can escape, but doesn't try. Thanks for all the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Leonard Cohen. Sometimes we need help to escape from our chains. We might even have the key, but don't know. The path of least resistance. Water takes the easiest route. Like water, we're lazy too. Unfortunately, what's valuable doesn't come easily. We can break the habit of laziness through repetition of something worthwhile. Good habits take as much effort to acquire as the bad ones. Brian reminded us that we all work on commission. We're paid in proportion to our efforts. We want to add more value so we can be paid more. Brian was also promoting iLearningGlobal.tv, a website offering videos, audio, and ebooks on a monthly subscription. There's also an affiliate program if you're looking for ways to make more money. Thankfully, there were no demonstrations or pressure to join. This made us more interested, but we left without making a firm decision. Brian Tracy is well worth seeing live. You'll laugh, you'll learn. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. You can also find Riscario on Twitter. Thanks for listening.